it's almost 10, almost 11 o'clock, but I'll just say it's 10:51 a.m. and still listening to CKCU 93.1 FM on FM radio dial and CKCUFM.com for the internet streaming, or you can listen on iTunes. Yeah, on the radio section of iTunes. And I know this is this time, I know I'm using someone else's theme again, and I did hear it earlier this morning at 12 a.m., and I wonder if she's listening. But yeah. But hey, I love that sort of groove theme there. But yeah, for today, as was already said on the program highlights, this second hour is more about Fei Wong. Her birthday's on August 8th. Yep, August 8th. And I'm not going to say the year, so don't want to get too detailed. But yeah, this is the second hour is usually Chinese music. So I'm just going to play her songs like throughout the years. Since like this past week has been like 90s week or Shrek week and revivals of whatever various kinds. Yeah, 90s, yeah, like 90s like from hip-hop from Saturday Night. And then 90s from the alternative from another station, that's what I could say. And I'm just going to play some 90s music as well. So yeah, this is like talk about nostalgia. So yeah, let's get to a bit of her profile. Let's see, she was born in Beijing, and I'll just get to her music. When she started music, she moved to Hong Kong in 87, signed a contract with Cinepoly, and then she came under the stage name Shirley Wong Wonjingman, and she had a number of songs from the US and Japan covered, that's what I could say. And let's see, 1992 is when she rose to fame, and with her album Coming Home, and I incorporate some R&B influences. And I'm gonna play two songs that are covered. And I wonder if anyone's gonna guess. They could Facebook message me or tweet me. I did bug one guy. I think he's busy right now at the moment. But we're gonna start off with one cover song. You'd probably be familiar with this one. I had to check on YouTube to hear the original version. So I won't say the name yet, but just give it a good try. So just hang on CKCU 93.1.
Oh,
Yeah, I wonder if Marfa is listening in, and she hopes she'll guess. And I wonder if Tick is listening as well. I don't know if he knows that song. I was hoping Alan Neal will listen, but he's busy. He could be busy in a moment. If anyone knows, just guess it out. I'm not going to say the name yet until I played it after I played the second song. So here's another second song that might be sound familiar.
No.
Mandel was the Chinese version of Superwoman, da da da. And I'm just checking the lyrics, as I didn't know it was written by Babyface Simmons, L.A. Reid, and J.K. Simmons, I think. Yeah, I guess no one guessed it. And then before that was Everything by, also by Faye Wong, but originally covered by Jody Watley. Yeah, I had to check on YouTube to double check how it sounds like. So I guess they almost sound familiar. And I'm going to continue with more covers, but this one's a bit harder for it. But so you won't know it because it's based on a Japanese song. Let me double check. It's based on, I had to go back. It's very, 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 very popular song. It's based on, it was also played on some Hong Kong drama. It was, yeah, it was called, yeah. Yeah, the original song is done by Miyuki Nakajima. And I'll say the Chinese name later. So here's this popular song.
Thank you.
Gotta love the ending of the song. It's such a classic. As Yong Yu Sao Song Dit Lo Yun. In English means easily hurt woman or fragile woman. And it's covered by Japanese singer. I just read the name now. The original song was called Rouge. But it has a Japanese name as well. And fourth cover song. This one should be a no-brainer. And I don't think I played it before on my show before. Because I just bought it on iTunes. And this one should be a no-brainer. It will sound familiar. If anyone grew up in the 90s, they should know this song. And that was Mong Zhongyun. That's the Chinese version of Dreams by Cranberries by Fei Wong. That was from the album Random Flops. I don't even know the Chinese name of that one, but that's her Cantonese album. It came out in 93, and I guess that's around the 90s she started covering music. And I don't have the song that she covered from Tori Amos. I just don't have it with me. I just read that one. It sounds like let me find it. I forgot what the name is. It's probably later on. I can't remember. But yeah, the next two songs are probably my favorites. Like when I usually listen to Hong Kong stations, they usually play it and I just get happy. I just get excited when you hear those two songs. So I'll just play those two right now and hope you like these two.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to tone Dick Bingyun by Fei Wang. And next up is my favorite of all, because I don't know, it just makes me happy when you hear it, but it's a love ballad. Ugh. Yeah, but yeah, here it is. And that was Jump My Butt Boy, No Regrets, from her album No Regrets back in 1993, and it's probably one of those iconic album covers where she's hugging someone. I don't know who it was, but I won't say much about that. But I was like, that was why her popular Mandarin song. It's like after 1993 or 90, around that time, she stopped doing Cantonese album, so she started doing Mandarin songs. And next up is another cover song from a very, very, very famous late singer, and I guess I'll just play that. And right now it's 11:24 a.m. and you listen to CKCU 93.1 FM on the radio and CKCUFM.com on the internet. So hope you're enjoying some different stuff right now this time before noon. And I hope the noon summer host will be here soon if she's listening. So here's here's another cover track from a famous singer. That's Don Yun Yun Sung Go. Wishing We Last Forever. That's from her album in 1995 called The Decadent Sounds of Faye. And all the songs in that album is basically all cover versions of her idol, Teresa Tang, which I played back in May for a bit. And she basically, it's like the year, was it died before? Yeah, I know Teresa Tang died in 94, and this one came out in 95, so she didn't have, she died before it could be recorded. So I'm just reading through Wikipedia. I feel like I'm a cheater already. Oh well, hope you like that song. And I'm going to play two songs, which I rarely hear on the radio from Hong Kong, but they're probably very, very, pretty old now. Here's one from 89, which I checked on Wikipedia. So I hope you like this one. Pretty classic. Probably, I guess, it's somewhat very 1990-ish or late 80s. So I hope you like this one, but it's pretty old.
Mình chỉ chân phân xấu, đang nhớ nhầm mây hoa.
And that was Yu Feng, Like Wind. That was back in 1993, if I which album, if from Fei Wong. And then before that was Jaquel. I think that means Excuses. And that was back in 1989 from one of her albums, I think, Shirley Wong, when she was called Wong Jingmen. And next up, I'm going to be playing a very popular song, which catapulted her career. That's to say, it's based on the video game Final Fantasy VIII. It was released in February 1999 in Japan, and it came out in 2000 later for English. So yeah, it was like one song a year for Western music at 14th annual Japan Gold Disc Awards. And it was like the theme became very popular for the West, for non-Asians and Asian gamers who are not familiar with her music. So hopefully I can play the whole entirety, because the last time I played it, I didn't play the whole thing. So anyone excited to hear Eyes on Me? Here it is. Fei Fei Wong on CKCU 93.1.
As if you never
And I finally played the whole thing. Last time I didn't, I had to cut part of it. And that was Eyes on Me by Fei Wong from the love theme to Final Fantasy VIII, which I downloaded on PlayStation 3 and I haven't played the damn thing yet. Oh my goodness. I even had it on PlayStation 1 and I didn't even have time to play it. So how lousy I am. That's pretty funny. But yeah. And I think I played towards the end. Like, I can't remember. Because I know I went to a friend's house and I saw part of it. Well, the piano part of Eyes on Me. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm wandering off right now. Also in 1999 for Fei Wong, she was also the Pepsi-Cola spokesperson, which is not bad. And also about her life, she's also a Buddhist. Yeah, and I just forgot, she did some TV dramas in the early 90s, and she did some movies like towards the mid-90s to 2000s. I'm just checking right now, and I'm going to fast forward to year 2000, like 10 years ago, where she released her album Fable, which is a mix of Mandarin and Cantonese, and usually I have that album at home. I think I have the album home, and I have this favorite song I played before. I didn't know it was a sad love song, but we'll play a love letter to myself. So hope you enjoy this one.
Thank you. 给我写这高贵情书，用自言自语做我的天书，自己都不爱，怎么相爱？怎么可给爱人好处？凭着我这千斤重情书，在夜阑尽处，如门前大树，没有他倚靠，归家也不必。
That was Cup to Gay Dick Chin Shi, Love Letter to Myself by Fei Wong from the album Fable. And I'm reading through, let's see, the prompt about the album. It was about almost about. Yeah, derives some its artistic merits from the first half and uniquely thematic continuous sequence of songs unprecedented in the Chinese music industry. The theme itself, blah, 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 it's all Fable, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Whew, yeah, right now it's 11:51 a.m. and it's almost like time. Like, but I got one more song from her. But I mean, fast forward, like she had another album called To Love in 2003. That was like her last full album until she had her hiatus in 2005, and haven't heard much about her that album. And yeah, she took a career on hold indefinitely to take care of her family. And let's see, she did return for one time appearance in 2008, 2 years ago, for the Sichuan earthquake relief. And yeah, that was it. And right now I'm just reading through it. Yep. Although she did come back this year, at the beginning of this year, with a theme song, which I'll play right now. It's from the movie Confucius, which don't find this, it came out the same time as Avatar. But yeah, here it is. I don't even know the Chinese name, but hopefully you'll like it. I'll try to find it. Oops. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yep. Oops, I shouldn't be singing. Just like what Tick said, if he's listening. Yeah, I'm not trying to hum. So here's a new song that came out early this year, but I was only here for that movie, Confucius.
之意，洋洋吉祥。
That was Yulan Chao. Cao Chao. By Fei Wong. And that's from the movie. From the theme to movie. Theme song to Confucius, which stars Zhang Yunfat, which came out in January 2010. So, yeah. So, there you have it. My greatest hits for Fei Wong as her birthday is on August 8th. Happy birthday. And I know it's time for me to say goodbye. And I hope I don't get in trouble again for playing this, but it's only for the summer. Hopefully, no one knows it is. That theme. It's time for me to say goodbye for another Wednesday. I'll be back again next week for another 2 hours of fun music. And probably, hopefully I might have guests, but won't be set in stone yet until next week. And don't forget to check out the playlist at ckcufm.com. I hope it doesn't crash, unlike last week where I had to redo the playlist a few days later. And I should be podcasting this episode on my blog is wildworks.wordpress.com, and you can follow me at Twitter at twitter.com/wildworks, and Facebook, whatever, you can find me on whatever. And coming up is the BBC World Service News and then Marfa in the summer, since it's only for the summer, for one more month, for a few months, or until September. Should be there for a whole 3 hours or 3.5 hours. So see you next week.